wondering yesterday, talking about cultural rights and why we're debating this, because as we saw with the philosopher, this issue on cultural rights comes from back, and we have already several conventions that recognize cultural rights, but it's something that's never been put in place exactly. I was wondering if we are going back to this notion now because of the questioning of the arts due to the financial crisis. I mean, cuts have come everywhere, but where they first have arrived have been in the arts, because of course if we don't have money, let's cut this because nobody cares about it and it really doesn't have any use for society. So that was my reflection. If we need to build this now precisely because we need to give importance to culture and to the arts for to give them a role, an important role in society, so that this doesn't happen again.
I guess for me, the biggest thing that I keep coming back to is the fact that we don't have articulated cultural rights in the United States so much, and we don't have a minister of culture or those sorts of things. So I keep thinking about what if we did, and what would that look like, and who would be held accountable in our government. I can't imagine it would happen anytime soon, but it's a very interesting thought for me.
In the federal government, or because yeah, there is something about culture in each state, right?
Depending on the state you're in. So, in the U.S., everything is really there are states' rights, and then there's the federal government, and so the states or even the local cities, like New York City, has a very different policy towards culture than even New York State. And there's a lot of differences between the 99% of New York State that isn't New York City and New York City. And then, you know, each individual state has different policies, and then the federal government has very little policy. In particular with the nonprofit arts, really the only laws that exist for nonprofit arts are in the tax code. That's really how things are defined. It's just defined by literally your tax status. You are 501c3, which means the, you know, the actual paragraph in line that says that you are a charitable cause. So we really lack an overarching philosophy or idea towards the arts and culture.
So kind of behind that is also a recognition that cultural rights is beyond the kind of subsidized world of which arts policy generally kind of contains itself with.
Which is just responding to that, I think that's why using the kind of term cultural rights can be problematic, because it infers this entitlement and responsibility of the state, where in a forum, you know, where there's a large amount of Americans, for example, that's it feels like it denies the importance of other models like philanthropy and private provision and community ownership and all sorts of other frameworks that have shown results and are valuable in their own right. So I do take a bit of issue with cultural rights, like in terms of trying to bridge conversations between different backgrounds of different countries and where we're coming from.
In relation to the having no minister for culture or no ministry for culture, in Germany there's one of the counties who have actually going a step further, because of course we have plenty of ministers for culture everywhere, but going a step further, this one county has established a ministry for diversity and integration. So that's also something to think about, what might change on a state level if there was even a ministry dealing with that, with those issues. And then my question is to, Letizia, and who might know more about the potential of what we have been given by Patrice, the declaration. What's the potential path for it into government levels, or like what's the ideal path, and what is realistic? So how, you know, where we are doing our work, and then what's the projected way into?
In terms of the
actual
people, I think I don't have the precise answer, but Patrice is a direct consultant to the ONU,
UN.
Sorry, and UNESCO as well. So he's really on a high level in terms of advocacy. And the Declaration de Fribourg, I don't know. I have to get to give a more precise answer, but I think it's the highest level to be considered.
Yes. So behind your point,
it takes time, this kind of thing.
Presumably, if the rights may exist on paper, but they're not necessarily honoured, and there are, I don't know how people feel in countries where we do have ministries of culture, and countries like in France where we have proportionately very large investments in culture, it looks to me from a British perspective, I think it's about twice the investment we have, whether that actually has an impact on the ground about how real these rights are. I don't know what people feel about that.
First, and then I'll come to Natalie and then to Sean.
Absolutely, I'll try. Tell me if it's not enough loud. Well, as we are all talking about our territorial experiences, in Canada and Quebec, we have two different governments, federal for Canada and then the provinces, so it's provincial government. And, you know, I've asked my friends here from Quebec too, I'll ask Nathalie, we did not know about the Fribourg, la déclaration de Fribourg. Est-ce que tu connaissais? So, you see, we are far away and a very young nation, so be open to these things that we shared with you, to come here, everything. Well, it's in our situation, we have a conservative government, which is always cutting on the culture, and getting more and more liberal, always privatizing the services. So bringing back things, an example like La Déclaration de Fribourg, we are working finally as a social cultural workers, even if it is for organizations like city halls, Conseil des Arts, museums, all across Quebec associations. So for us, it is certainly only to be an argument, you know, putting the words that we had in mind, well, putting the ideas we had in mind, like Patrice just gave us the words. So for a tool, as simple as a tool, because we are working, as I said, with lots of you, maybe talking, organization is old for the European place, territory, but in Quebec and Canada, it's very new. So we are really on a development process, and it's really important that you brought us. I think it's new for Quebecois to be here, so it has been lots of food for us.
And if I just...
I'm glad it's been food, and I hope
a word, because with my organization, I work directly with the governments and the elected officials. So I have learned here so much thing that will give me arguments.
The minister,
the culture minister. We will have strong different arguments, different views, and I think it's really, really, really important for the development of our province.
Yeah, I want to. I wanted to bring back that conversation to a more universal level. I'm thinking in French and trying to translate. It's so hard. isn't it our job to find the good spokespeople to talk about it? Because in the end, as we saw yesterday with the Canal 93 experience, it's politicians who decide to finance this building. They had this vision, and people decided to do it. But it was on the political level. And I feel that anywhere, it's the same thing. If we want to get things done, we have to have the public support or the government support, that is the town, from the province, the state, whatever. So in the end, isn't it our job to find those people, to convince those people on a very personal, and before they get to the minister, so we have to be with them beforehand, and when they get there, they share our vision, our values, and they can be the other relays and passeurs, as I would say in French, to make sure that this great vision about arts and culture and cultural really, really gets empowered.
Political support is very important. Yeah. I wonder if there are other things that are important too.
Political what?
Political support. And political advocacy, but politicians are just one thing. I just wanted to allow Sean. You want to say something still?
Yeah, if that's all right. This is just a question that's been going on in my mind. I deal a lot with lobbyists for the NEH and NEA and advocacy groups like Americans for the Arts. And we recently lost, was it Arkansas? which state yesterday lost those alliance? I think Arts Alliance of Arkansas was folded yesterday. One of the states lost their art. I can't remember. I think it's Arkansas. But what I'm getting to is I have a problem when we're just dealing on a policy level, especially when we hear from Patrice about, you know, access and the importance of heritage, all the things we talked about, strategies about the mobilization and the education of our field. So I think about the mobilization of artists to provide access, to find creative funding sources, really the cultural administrators, community artists, teaching artists worldwide, building that network for inter-sector conversations. How do we get artists and cultural workers in healthcare, in policy, I mean, in those conversations, not just at a separate table? How do we get mobilize artists and cultural workers in new ways to, I think, sort of organically grow opportunities for everyone, I think, through a more organic process? Of course, we can do top-down, and public funding is a huge conversation, but I'm really thinking about the mobilization, who we are, and the actual implementation, a ground-up, we are the cultural workers, so we mobilize.
Yeah. Well, we're actually going to get into what I want us to talk about in small groups, so I think I was just going to Errol say one final thing, and then I want to suggest moving on to the next exercise, actually. So, Errol, do you just want to...
Yeah, just a thought. We had Joseph Rosé yesterday from a secondary school headmaster, and the thought of the impact that all this has on young people today and the generations, and just really, I've been kind of processing how we develop leaders, young leaders, who have this broader... and interaction, and just be good to get this in the generations that are coming after us.
Well, that's a really good place to kind of leave it, if you don't mind, because what I want to share with you now is...
You just quoted back the head teacher. What we did last night, Tonya Gatsby's thick behind you, and from this distance, but what we tried to do last night, pick out the